Previously on Transformers the Movie.
Oh, wow. That was a journey. That was everything and all at once. Maps and stuff. Things. All of it. Let's say hello, Jennifer.
Here's my favorite one, though. This is a woman named Jennifer, and as you know, all Jennifers are hot, and she is too. And this is why no one named Jennifer has ever discovered anything.
How you doing, Jennifer?
Hola, party people. I'm good.
Discover anything lately?
Well, so the clip you just played, when they mentioned, is it J.M. Bullock, the actor guy?
Jim J. Bullock, uh-huh.
Yes, and how they didn't bring up that Kevin and Bean did like a shopping show that had a bag groceries with Jim Bullock and Tammy Faye Baker.
What?
This is madness.
I listened to it recently.
Shillelagh! Have you ever wondered how St. Patrick's Day got started? Toity, toity, toity.
Fetch about. You gotta put it in perspective.
One sauce, two sauce, three. Come on!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
B.I.G. Ah!
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, Dick.
We both tried to kill Batman.
Yeah. How did Batman beat you?
Oh, he used my one weakness against me.
Heat?
Love.
Oh. He threw me out a window.
Wow. Hey, speaking of smells.
What did I do? Did I fart?
Too much information and shit.
I'm really happy that Bean is not around again this time.
What TV show lets you run wild through a supermarket?
Quitters never give up.
What TV show lets you grab everything you can get your hands on?
Quitters never give up.
And what TV show hides $5,000?
Quitters never give up.
Right. Well,
yeah.
So, come on.
Quitters never give up.
Go ahead.
Repping for all of Quitters Never Give Up. Check off Christopher. Check off
Jen Pastorini.
Check off Lindsay. Check off.
Hello, Drew.
Oh, the great Ed Wynn, ladies and gentlemen. I love him so much.
Because I said Quitters Never Give Up, and he said, that's all they do.
I'm a man, motherfucker.
Hola, party people. It is Quitters Never Give Up, episode 143. Let's go ahead and say hello to the quitters.
Give it up for Lindsay. No. Wow.
What's up, Lindsay? How you doing?
Hello. Where's that one from?
Where's that one from, Edwin?
That's from How Did This Get Made?
Aw.
Let's say hello to Edwin.
Just go to Chuck E. Cheese's and play skee ball, for fuck's sake.
That'd be fun.
Whatever, with the arcade games.
Oh, I like the arcade games.
Your Skittle Ball or whatever you're playing.
Shuffleboard.
Just make it for grown-ups. Make a grown-up party for grown-ups. Mm. Not for the Eddies of the world.
What is the Eddies going to do?
Eddies can pass. They can say, oh, I'm busy that night because I'm going to go see Deadpool at Dave and Buster's.
That's where I'll be.
And play some Space Invaders.
How you doing, Edwin?
Oh, that sounds like a great party to me. I'm great, guys.
Let's say hello to Jen.
It was so weird. It was such a weird call, Jen. So weird.
I love it.
How you doing, Jen?
I'm good. Hello, party people.
And I'm Christopher.
Don't miss your plane, and don't sit next to this guy.
Oh, no. Oh. No, here it comes. Oh.
Be careful, Chris, when you're traveling.
I will be careful when traveling. It has been a stressful week, but I'm here and careful when I'm traveling. There are no messages, so I'm going to just start with the podcast roundup.
Hello! Nailed it.
Ow! 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 Ow!
You get it, Edwin. You want her to promote your podcast. We got it.
Say hello to happy goodbye to the blue.
Janky!
Podcast.
Roundup.
It's Janky Town. You know that. I've told you that.
Not only is it Janky Town, I'm now realizing why it's so janky.
These nuts!
All right, let's get the roundup started with Frank and Friends. On this clip, Frank franks it to 11 during a charity stand-up event that he participated in.
Your charity gets a prize if you sell the most tickets. And if you get the most votes the night of, you get 90% of the door. And the other 10% is doled out to everybody else.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So I decide I'm going to take it all. So I go to my church and I'm telling everybody I'm going to be raising money for Catholic Charities. You want to raise money for Catholic Charities? There's $10. Come on out. We're having a fundraiser for Catholic Charities. And the priest is there sitting with my wife. I knew exactly what table to get. I wanted to get one where she could record me. But also it meant that all the comedians are looking at the priest.
Okay.
In the audience. It destroyed them.
Oh, I can imagine.
It messed with their heads.
It got in their heads.
Because they, a lot of those guys had filthy acts. Well, I decided I was going to go clean on this because, I mean, obviously I'm playing for Catholic Charities and the priest is going to be there. But these other guys, that just, I mean, they were all off their game.
Uh-huh.
And then I come out there and I start doing jokes about my beloved Irish Catholic parents who drank too much. And everyone in the audience is like, oh, I can relate to that.
Yeah.
So, of course, I won.
You were prepared. You rigged the game. You were prepared.
Yes,
you
totally.
Were,
yeah,
that's
did.
Great.
Frank totally rigged it by planning a priest and his own audience. That's a total Frank move. Although
I thought it was going to be a joke for a second. A comedian and a priest walk into a bar.
Yeah,
Murphy.
Yeah, I think other comedians, like I think Eddie Pence would have used the priest in the audience and made fun of it. But it destroyed everybody else over.
Do some crowd work with the priest.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All right. On HBO, Hollywood Babylon, Kevin has an idea for a movie.
That'd be amazing if, like, before he retires, Steven Spielberg, like, you know what? One more Jaws. One more Jaws. I think we should fucking chant it at him every chance we get.
Excellent idea,
if
sir.
If anybody sees fucking Steven Spielberg for the next 20 years.
Just screaming at him.
Yeah, one more Jaws. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
When did this become a thing? Why not one more E.T.?
One more Clerks.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Christ. Let me tell you, 12 more Clerks before I go.
So he has a plan to get another Jaws from Steven Spielberg. I don't know if it'll work, but it would be great. I would love a Jaws 5.
I'd watch it.
It'd be hard to top Jaws 2 and 3, though. Those were classics.
That shark sure does bite people. Shark sure is hungry.
Well, have you seen Jaws, Lindsay?
I have, yes.
And you were not impressed?
I was impressed enough to be impressed by the first one, yes, but I think I got it from Kevin and Bean where they would make fun of remakes and just kind of be like I don't remember another example, but like those guys, they sure do drink a lot, or like The Hangover, I don't know.
Yeah, they got a little carried away with The Hangover 3 because it just was the same thing over and over again.
The Hangover, well, maybe if it was pretty carried away.
Maybe a Jaws prequel.
When Jaws was a baby? Baby Jaws just biting people.
Baby Jaws.
We saw that. Backstory
baby
where like
shark
doo 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 baby shark.
Speared by a harpoonist. Saw his parents die.
Well, they did Jaws for the Revenge. Remember that one, Edwin? That one was on How Did This Get Made, too.
Yeah. I remember the How Did This Get Made episode, not the movie. I don't think I saw it.
They
were amazing because they just got worse and worse each one. It's kind of fascinating to watch them because it's so.
Is that the one? Is that the one with Michael Caine?
Michael Caine, yes, and then
shark. The third one. Yeah.
The third one is Jaws 3D, where they go to a marine land type of place.
Yes.
And the sharks take over the marine land, and then there's Jaws
Dennis
2.
Dennis Quaid in that.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's Jaws 2, where the shark just comes back and bites people.
Right.
Like Lindsay said. But I think there could be another Jaws 5. I want to see a Jaws 5. Mm-hmm.
Well, we needed the comedy one. Remember, I think Jaws 3 was supposed to be a comedy by the guys who made Animal House.
All I remember from Jaws 3 was that they just kept doing things for the 3D. So it's just like one, like the shark jumping at you one certain way just to get that 3D going, or an arm floating at you. And it was cool when I was, what, like 9? But it was fun. But I could do it. I could, but none of those were made by Steven Spielberg. So I could do another Steven Spielberg one.
Or maybe Spielberg could do another Sharknado.
I was going to say, they did comedy with Sharktopus and about every other.
Well, not on purpose.
What do you mean not on purpose?
Well, no, Sharktopus was on purpose. I was thinking of like Sharknado.
Sharknado was kind of,
I think
of
they were trying
too.
To make a good movie and they really failed.
No, no.
I don't think you have a movie named Sharknado and not trying to just make it campy.
Point taken.
Or
he could do that. So Spielberg should do the one, because he does like war movies as well. The one where, I don't know if it was a submarine or a boat, but it capsized and all the army or military people were in the ocean, and like hundreds of them got eaten by sharks.
Some lived. That's a movie. They're just sitting there in the water waiting to get eaten.
Pretty much.
Or they could merge ET2 with Jaws. And they take the sharks to an alien planet. And he eats all a bunch of ETs. No? Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
I think this has been going on too long. Let's go over the Ralph Report. Eddie had an idea for his own movie.
Yesterday, we celebrated maybe the best day in Eddie's life. We celebrated the man who invented the chicken nugget.
Oh.
Who personally
genius
fed Eddie Pence.
My own Oppenheimer. My own personal Oppenheimer.
Eddie should make a movie about this guy who made the chicken nugget with the same earnestness and significance that Chris Nolan did with Oppenheimer.
I think Cillian Murphy would do it.
I'm sure he would. Mm. He loves a good nugget.
Cillian Murphy is the guy that invented the chicken nugget. That's a hit.
Obviously.
With the wooden hand.
That's definitely a hit. I would watch that one.
What if they made the Chicken McNugget movie really serious, like Oppenheimer? Like, you got these guys in the kitchen with their lab coats on. It's just dead serious. I think that would be pretty funny.
I think Eddie Pence would think that would be pretty funny, too. Yeah. Let's see. Speaking of Eddie Pence, on Monday he was absent, and Queen Jay filled in for him. And Ralph and Queen Jay give us the behind the scenes of where Eddie Pence was.
I was just thinking how Eddie Pence has been locked in a van with some ninth graders.
Yeah. This is one of the rare times when Eddie Pence would rather be here in the Batcave than any place else in the world. Because Queen Jay is right. He is, as we mentioned, driving a large carrier van full of sweaty, hormonal 14-year-olds to and from the Model UN in Berkeley, California. So he should just about be arriving as we record this, but
my God, he's gonna be shell-shocked after all that.
I can tell you, he was sending me photos of himself, his eyes just wide open and terrified at the bottom of the frame of a picture, and then all the sweaty, pimply kids behind him.
Oh my God.
And him just saying, "Kill me." And I did text, "Oh, that must smell good." And he said, "It smells like fear and socks and Fritos."
Fear and socks and Fritos. That's a smell. That sounds like torture, just driving that many hours, a bunch of kids like that. I'll note that you like Fritos. Let's go over to, one last thing. Ralph was talking about Jimmy Kimmel. Remember Jimmy Kimmel? He was the sports guy on Kevin and Bean. It started out, he called in and said he wanted to be the sports guy and stuff. Became part of the show.
Now he hosts the Oscars.
Now he hosts the Oscars. So here's Ralph giving us a little bit about him.
My buddy Jimmy Kimmel was hosting the show. By all accounts, did a great job. But it's the thing at the end that he did blew me away. He came out and said he wanted to read a review that was just posted online about his personal performance. It came from Donald Trump that he posted on Truth Social, his version of Twitter. And Jimmy came out in mean tweets fashion and had this iconic television moment.
I was told we have like an extra minute, and I'm really proud of something. I was wondering if I could share it with you. I just got a review, and has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Sloppenopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Blah, blah, blah. Make America great again. See if you can guess which former president just posted that on Truth Social. Anyone? No? Well, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still watching. Isn't it past your jail time?
John Broyles.
One of the great zingers in television history.
Oh.
Pretty spectacular.
Now, I didn't watch the Oscars because I'm a kid, but I did see that clip played, and that was pretty funny. It
was hilarious. What was the social media platform that he posted on?
Truth Social.
Oh, okay.
So he left Twitter and everything else and is now has his own echo chamber of sorts.
Love it.
On Kevin and Sluggo, they had Brother Mike on, and Brother Mike went and talked about this incident as well. Give us a little bit behind the scenes.
Talk about a little bit behind the scenes of Jimmy talking about wanting to do the Donald Trump quote.
Yeah. Well, that
tweet.
Well, that's a funny thing because you all heard that Jimmy went out the next day and said, I was told, don't do it. He didn't say who told him not to do it. It turns out it was his wife, Molly, who said, you know, this is not, we don't want to make this show about Donald Trump. We don't want to get too political. But Jimmy had a glimmer in his eye because Trump had gone
like
on Truth Social, his site, and had trashed the show, of course, as he's wont to do. And Jimmy loves nothing better than to poke needle at Donald Trump. And so he had that line, which was a fantastic line. It ended up being the right decision. It was fantastic. It was hysterical.
The crowd
and so,
just blossomed.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
And so even Molly was like, you know what? I was wrong. I'm glad he did it.
I hope Jimmy got that on tape or like documented somewhere where his wife told him that she was wrong and he was right. I mean, that rarely happens to any guy. I mean, he needs an award for that. I really think that's a thing that we need to create.
That's the award show we need.
Yeah. Like a Nobel Prize or something.
Do you remember there's a fantastic Simpson gag. I think it's Homer fantasizing and he's in a parade and it says the man who won an argument with his wife. Maybe the best Simpsons joke ever.
All right. This was going over a cup of tea in the chat. This was the last recording in America for Bean. And this has many ramifications for the show in terms of recording. And this has an unexpected effect on Allie's schedule.
I need to figure out my poo schedule.
Oh, I don't.
I have a very specific time that I drink the coffee, the poo goes, and then we do the show.
Oh,
now,
God.
With going an hour earlier, what time? I got to figure it out, man.
Can you just drag a microphone into that bathroom? And can you multitask, do two things at once?
You know that's my dream.
No.
So it's going to be Allie coming from a ladies' bathroom in Maine. That'd be a great setup, just right there. The only thing is she doesn't really know how to use the cough button when she's coughing. I don't know if she'll be able to use the cough button any other time, sort of.
Maybe we should all record from the bathroom.
We should. We should. I don't think anybody wants to see that, actually, or hear that.
Lindsay and I are just waiting for this segment to be over.
K-Rock microphones were there. Vomit.
No, I didn't pull that clip. That clip's gotten a little tired. I'm sorry.
Very tired. So I'll just segue to that Bean is being very spicy towards the Royals now, and I'm kind of loving it.
He is. Didn't he? He commented about, they posted about, what's his name? Prince William's kid. I forgot what his name is. I don't follow the Royals. This is the most I follow them. And they said that he's listening to his favorite song. Can you guess where that is? And Bean said, "Where's Mommy?" So that was very telling. I know that there was a discussion on the Facebook group about how much Kate content they should allow. And then we were like, well, we shouldn't allow much because it Bean gets all upset about it. And then we saw that post. So I don't know. It might be a free-for-all for the royal family.
I think so. I'm into it. Where's Kate?
Is that why he's moving back to England? So we can to really rag Kate on him in person?
To marry Kate.
He's going to go find Kate.
He's got
and the Malaysian Airlines.
All right. So going back to poo schedule, as we all know, that is a unique term. I hadn't heard that term before. So I'm giving Allie credit for inventing that. And then she also invented a new term.
I did. It was a panic choice. You know what we call that when we're at a restaurant?
And it's your turn to order and you've got nothing and you just have to say something. Yeah, what do you call that?
We always call it a panic burger because we always get the burger. Whenever any of us are, when the waiter comes up, every one of us will look at each other and go, panic burger? Yep, panic burger. It's so, oh my God, I got anxiety just thinking about
that
it.
That is a great term. And I don't know that there was a term that existed for that moment where you panic order by a waiter. I think panic burger could catch on, Allie. I think you may have just introduced a new word into the English language.
Thank you.
It's very good. It's very good.
This reminded me of the old Kerouac when Jimmy the sports guy would have competitions on what they would order. Remember? Do you remember that, everyone? Does anybody else remember that? They would talk about one-upping each other with their order.
If you ordered something, someone else couldn't. So they would try to get, you know, what they thought the other person would like. And it was a burn. And I never got it. I'm like, I'm going to order what I want. But I don't know. Right? I guess that was the rule.
If they would have just that one item that they'd pick and just burn the whole table because that was the best item to choose. I was getting so many flashbacks with that. But I wish they would use that panic burger term back then, too. Of course, last week was Daylight Savings. Well, sorry, Bean. Daylight Saving. And so we went back to Daylight Saving Time. This year, Daylight Savings got its revenge on Bean.
My alarm goes off, and it's 6:05 a.m. But I looked at it, and I thought, wait, we're on Daylight Saving Time now. Standard Time ended. We're on DST. Did I set the alarm for the right time and then Apple moved it for me, changed it an hour for me because they know that I really meant to set it? That doesn't make sense. Why is it 6:05? It's supposed to be 7:05 because you and I decided we were going to beat the time change by starting the show an hour later, right?
Right.
So I'm sitting there just befuddled by trying to figure out what time it is.
Oh.
What happened, Allie, is the brainstorm that we had last night about moving the show happened after I had already set my alarm for 6:05. So I had also set it for 7:05.
Oh, dear.
When I set it for 7:05, I should have taken away the 6:05, and instead I didn't. So instead of that extra hour of sleep that I was counting on with our brilliant plan, I ended up just laying there feeling like a dum-dum for an hour waiting for 7:05 to come around so I could get up. How's that for a story?
How was that for a story?
Feel like I was
personal
there.
Personal minutia.
That's personal esoteric. That's beyond.
I went through and chopped that down to a minute. That went on for about 4 minutes. There was a lot of repeating on there. But yeah, I liked Daylight Savings Time striking back on Bean. Because Bean never really gets bothered by Daylight Savings Time. It was always Jimmy. All right. Let's go over to the one clip that I think we've all been waiting for and we teased at the beginning. Bean recalled a moment that we recalled last week. This is Bean talking about when he went to get a haircut.
He has it on the Supermarket Sweep channel. That's what he's watching.
What?
I don't know why that would be a choice you would make. I don't know what the draw is of seeing more than 1 minute of that show for nostalgia's sake. But as I'm sitting there watching it, Allie, it occurred to me, and I started telling Danny about Kevin and Bean were on the Supermarket Sweep.
Stop it.
We were contestants on the Supermarket Sweep. I hadn't thought about this in forever, and if it hadn't been for this channel appearing, I probably never would have thought about it again.
Oh, my. What if you were sitting there and you looked up and it was your episode?
That would have been amazing.
Amazing.
It would have been amazing. Okay.
Do you think Danny would have given you a free haircut?
Yes, I do. I absolutely do. I'm going to make it even weirder for you.
Okay.
We were on the Supermarket Sweep. Who was the other couple that we were competing against in the game to run around and get all the items in our grocery store and check out before they did? but Tammy Faye Baker.
Nope.
And Jim J. Bullock.
Yay! No!
Also in there, he teased a phone call that he got later, which we'll also play later. But he recalled the moment that we discussed last week that Jen discovered, even though we said that Jennifer's never discover anything, it was just, it was Inception. It was pretty much Inception.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
And then well, that's what happens. Today. But that's what happens today. with Kevin and Bean in the Tube of Time. It happens weirdly all the time.
All the time, him? Yes. So speaking of the call, let's go over to Jen's call.
All right. I told you to remember the story I told you about the supermarket sweep, a memory that had become dislodged in my brain after decades when I was getting a haircut on Saturday. Sunday, I got this call.
Hey, Bean and Allie, it's Jen from Quitters. Remember where Allie the other day was going off on the TV show for Ted Knight, Too Close for Comfort, and Jim J. Bullock? How could you not bring up that you were on Supermarket Sweep, you and Kevin, with Jim J. Bullock and Tammy Faye Baker? All right, love you, mean it.
Bean.
How crazy is that coincidence?
What is happening right now?
Something I hadn't thought about probably since 1991, and then it hits me twice in one weekend. It was so weird. It was such a weird call, Jen. So weird.
I love it.
That was pretty awesome. I love that call.
Well, and it just so happened to be, I was listening. They were talking about it on an old program.
Yeah, so Allie's wild rambling that included Jim J. Bullock incorrectly because of Ted Knight led to you talking about a clip that you listened to that led to him getting a haircut, that led to him watching Supermarket Sweeps and then remembering that show, and then you get a call in. Oh, man. It is Inception.
Dumb Inception.
It is. Exactly.
Well, this happens from time to time where I'll listen to an old show in 2013, and then they're talking about kind of the same subject or the same person, you know, currently on Cup of Tea. And it kind of messes your brain up. I'm like, wait, which is old, which is new?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting part of this whole podcast where we go back and we relate everything from 10 years ago and more into today. I think if we're going to pull anything out of this podcast other than us just going over some old jokes, that's the one thing. It's the one social experiment thing. Okay, since Lindsay requested the poop montage and I said no.
I was just going to ask you to explain this concept one more time. Because I think all three of you have now sufficiently explained it.
Lindsay needs to explain it now. Lindsay, yeah. As a person that was at the recording of when she brought this up and when I played the clip of Allie, and I'm sure you listened to the original podcast of Allie bringing up Jim J. Bullock, and then we're at the podcast that where Jennifer brought up the clip of Supermarket Sweeps with Jim J. Bullock.
Oh, gosh. Somehow Christopher got muted. And now the flashback that needs no introduction.
No, I have the montage for you. Actually, it's a different montage. It's the D's Nuts montage.
D's Nuts!
That's right. D's Nuts. Yes. No one is born D's Nuts. D's Nuts.
D's Nuts, bitch.
That's right. D's Nuts. Des Nuts. D's Nuts.
D's Nuts.
D's Nuts with two E's.
I want to be D's Nuts.
D's Nuts. In fact, I'm thinking of changing my name to D's Nuts.
How will you spell it differently, though?
I'm gonna stick with the old school D-E-Z. I think that's the best.
Yeah, it's great.
D's Nuts is an expression used to deliberately interrupt or divert a conversation. The website adds, it is not a literal reference to testicles.
D's Nuts!
How far back does D's Nuts go? D's Nuts. I'm going to put a check mark by D's Nuts.
I would vote for D's Nuts.
I had no idea of the rich backstory of D's Nuts. D's Nuts for reals, though.
D's Nuts.
Yes, indeed. D's Nuts drop. This is a celebrity D's Nuts.
D's Nuts!
Oof. Play it again for me, Sam.
D's Nuts!
That goes over to a discussion they had about the origin of D's Nuts, which was very interesting.
Would you like to hear a fun fact about D's Nuts?
Yeah.
Tell us about your fun fact about D's Nuts.
I would be happy to. So when I was editing the videos for the really, really, really long Oscar guessing clip, which included downloading way too many pictures of way too many celebrities, the only two that were food related were D's Nuts, which was like a peanut type of thing, and the Louisiana Creeper, which was a pepper.
Fun nice. Fact. That video was awesome.
Thank you. And now the flashback that needs no introduction.
Wait, I was going to ask Allie what you thought of the roundup.
Why start now?
That is good. Oh, release my ovaries. I found my Prince Charming. Sir!
Kevin, what did you think of the roundup?
Well, I thought that was a great Oscars overall.
It was
overall.
Really good.
It was really
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
It wasn't quite the Oscars, but it was the podcast roundup. And thank you, Allie. Now it's time for the flashback that needs no introduction. Let me find that clip. Here we go.
To make your day a little brighter, here's Jen with, man, is this a flashback?
Hello and welcome to a very special
flashback.
Because I'm going to introduce you now to
flashback.
And now,
flashback.
No introduction.
Let's have a look at this.
Just play the intro.
Tammy Faye Baker has passed away, but it didn't take much time for movie producers to snatch up the rights to her life story. Apparently, there's already a production in the works starring Charlene Tilton of Dallas fame to star as the preacher's wife and tell her story. Pretty interesting life, really.
I think so.
When you look at that whole Jim Baker fiasco, that whole financial debacle, yeah. and then yeah. her divorcing him and moving on and stuff. Then that popular talk show she had with Jim J. Bullock, mm-hmm. where Kevin and Bean were bagging groceries with them. That'll be a highlight in the film, I'm sure.
We haven't heard yet, but we think they want us to return and play ourselves.
Yeah. Play ourselves? Really?
Yeah, that's cool.
I heard Brad Garrett's going to play Bean, and Eminem's going to play you. That's what I heard.
When that whole scandal went down, and she was with the PTL, and they bilked investors out of millions of dollars, and they were living on the high life and everything, she avoided any kind of prosecution. She just claimed ignorance, right? Like, she didn't. Yeah. Know what was going on with the books? It was that mm-hmm. kind of deal?
Put it all on Jim.
Right.
Yep. Set him away.
Which is very possible. I don't know how much day-to-day involvement she had in the actual business of that thing. She just showed up on the television show and sang and cried.
She cried a lot.
She cried an enormous
amount. Man, did she cry.
Remember the mascara be just running down her face? Yep.
Like she was standing in the rain.
Yeah.
And they sold so much stuff on that show, including millions of albums of her singing gospel songs, too. I mean, she had a huge fan base.
And the mascara would be running down her face.
Hey, Jason,
if you're laughing, you can't do it.
That's not
Never
even
mind.
What is wrong with you?
Never mind. Go away.
Don't even try it.
Just stop. Stop now.
No, I want to hear Gene Simmons finish this. Yes, Gene Simmons?
Excuse me.
Yes, Gene Simmons.
Lisa May. Speaking of liquid running down your face.
Come on. It doesn't work if you can't do the voice. It doesn't sound anything like Gene.
Voice. That's Gene Simmons.
It's not Gene Simmons.
It is.
Stupid Mike.
Speaking of movies we want to see, that is a movie we want to see. Eminem and Brad Garrett as Kevin and Bean.
Oh, yeah. All right. Do you guys remember this guy?
So we kept talking to the group of guys that had the bottle of Jack Daniels, and all of a sudden one of the guys started shouting something that we found rather funny.
Mom, she's a whore. Yeah, mom's a whore.
Tell us about your mom, the whore. Why is she a whore?
Damn, it dates back to World War II.
Yeah.
She won't tell me the truth, but she's a big.
She's good times, okay? Let's leave it at that.
World War II?
That guy went on and on and on about how much his mom's a whore. That's a strange thing, you know? Most people, if their mom's a whore, they don't really say much about it. But he'd been drinking for a while, so we wanted to know how long they'd been into Slayer.
I've been seeing Slayer since, like, 87, when my mother wore combat boots. Yeah! Everybody! You eat suck your mom, die, 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 your mom, die, 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 your mom. Die, die, die. F*** your mom. Yeah. Wow.
That's what you get at a Slayer show right there. And if I'm not mistaken, that was the guy in the wheelchair, wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Guy in the wheelchair.
Who collected bottles and cans for weeks in order to be able to go to the show.
He's like, I had to turn in cans this morning so I could go to the show, but... He, I think, speaks for a whole generation of people when he says,
I've been seeing Slayer since like 87, when my mother wore combat boots. Yeah! F*** yeah! F*** everybody! F*** you! Eat f***! Suck f***! F*** your mom! Die, die, die! F*** your mom! Die, die, die! F*** your mom! Die, die, die! F*** your mom! Yeah!
I think you can tell he grabbed the microphone from us and just had his way with it.
And that's good news for all of us.
Do you guys remember where they got this interview?
No.
Was it a Slayer concert?
Oh, yeah. I had to mention Slayer, yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't Psycho Mike a huge Slayer fan for reals?
I think so, yeah.
Is that different? Because there was another movie or documentary called like Heavy Metal Parking Lot. Is that this or is that something else?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. No, it was in some parking lot. So, and Kevin and Psycho Mike went and did the recordings and interviews and stuff. So, all right, next one.
I had no idea this is what we were in for today. This is great. Coming back from vacation, Kevin and Bean Show, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock.
What about your center and goalie from the Stanley Cup winning Anaheim Ducks coming in? With the cup, 1 hour from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. What about that, by the way? How cool is that going to be? Very Optimus cool. Prime, you excited about that? You excited about the Stanley Cup joining us here this morning?
About the Stanley Cup. I have a friend of mine who can turn into the Stanley Cup.
Is that right?
Yes.
What's his name?
His name is Jean-Claude.
So let's give me the big theme song as we welcome to the studio. The star of the big hit Transformers, Optimus Prime, is joining us. Transformers!
I gotta tell you, Optimus, I was very worried that you weren't gonna get through that movie.
Yes, I was as well.
Ralph, I think your mask slipped a little bit.
Hold on a second.
Ralph has a mask.
Let me transform so I can get closer to the microphone.
Okay.
There.
Is that better?
There. Now I am the size of a giant big rig.
Okay, you're just Ralph sitting there in a blue helmet.
No, I'm not. I am Optimus Prime.
You do look a lot. The mask does look like Optimus Prime.
I am Optimus Prime. Okay. I'm here to put a message out to all my fellow Autobots. Ralph, we will be here waiting for you.
Ralph, we can hear your voice
through the mask.
Along with the Optimus voice, we can.
No, you can't.
Yes, we can. You sound just like you, Ralph.
I am an Autobot.
Okay,
you're not about okay. Autobots.
Okay,
now,
all right.
Now, this is Bean speaking, Optimus Prime. I have not seen the movie yet, but you're the Autobots and you're good, and you fight the Decepticons and they're bad. Is that right?
That's correct. We are both after the Allspark, the source of all life on our planet Cybertron. What's so funny about that?
Just your voice, Ralph. So, Optimus...
Who is this Ralph?
We need a picture. Lightning, can you get a picture of him for the website?
Yeah. Who is this...
It stopped working
every once in a while. Some Decepticon trick.
I got to tell you, Optimus, I was very excited about the car mechanic Megan Fox played, Michaela Bates.
Oh, yes.
And the computer expert, Rachel Taylor, also super hot. Did you get a piece of either of them?
Get them both.
Get them both?
Oh, nice.
Three-way.
Wow, really?
I'm a big guy. I did one with my carburetor.
Ralph, is it possible to take your voice out of the mix?
There is no voice. I am just Optimus Prime.
Okay.
Well, get out of my face, humor.
Optimus, why, again, forgive me for not being steeped
Megan
in the...
Fox in the tailpipe, by the way.
Oh, congratulations, yes.
Sorry, forgive me for not being steeped. You're talking with some comedy.
In the legend, but why did you guys come to Earth to look for whatever it is you're looking for?
Because it was here.
Prime real estate. We're looking for a vacation home.
Now, Optimus, I hear there's going to be another movie coming out.
Well, hold on a second.
Push it again.
Push the button again.
There we go. Okay. Let me transform it.
Why does it stop?
That's the lamest transforming sound ever.
Hello, there we go.
Okay.
No. Yeah, sometimes when I transform,
you're not transformed at all. It's just you with a stupid blue helmet.
I am Optimus Prime. I'm the biggest goddamn movie star in the world. You will show me respect.
Okay.
Or I will have Bumblebee kick your ass.
Bumblebee almost died, or did? I can't remember. It's been a while. It's been a week.
All right. Since you've seen it.
Since I've seen it.
Yeah.
After this, we're almost out of time, but what about that next movie? What will the mission be for Transformers 2?
It will be Transformers 2.
Yeah.
Autobots. Right. That's, we assume that, but what's going to happen? Autobots, what's the plot going to be?
Autobots versus Herbie, the love bug.
Really? You're going to take on Herbie?
We take on Herbie.
Wow.
Yeah.
How are you going to do that?
Do him in a tailpipe, too.
All right, Optimus. Well, thanks for joining us
today.
Hold on.
Let me transform out of here.
All right.
Hold on. There we go.
No, now you're back again.
No?
You're still back.
I am Optimus Prime.
All right.
Never break character.
Yeah, he was really married to that bit.
So good.
All the way.
That was hilarious.
Well, and I want to say, like, when we first started doing the podcast, there was another time he was screwing out that damn mask. And go back and listen to the archives, people. It's in there somewhere. It was funny. All right. Now we're going to go back. This is the first introduction to one of our favorite games.
Later on this morning. And Lisa, I understand tomorrow you're going to try out the G-Shot, the new G-Spot G-Shot,
yes,
with Chris Cornell when he comes into the studio. You're going to ask him to break it in for you.
I haven't asked him yet, but if he's willing, I think
you can do worse, right? What the hell?
So he's going to be in our studio tomorrow. He's going to be performing. He has bringing a band fully plugged in.
Yeah.
Our studio might hold 4 band members, maybe.
It's not big.
With the equipment, might be there. So we've decided to cram more people in there. We're going to give you a chance to come down to the radio station and be in that tiny little studio with Chris Cornell as he performs. And he's going to be doing songs from Soundgarden.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be doing songs from Temple of the Dog and songs from Audioslave and maybe some of his solo stuff. He's got a new solo CD coming out. So that's going to be fantastic. If you're a longtime fan of any of those bands, you're going to want to come down here to the radio station, and we're going to do it with the Los Angeles Ralph Harmonica Orchestra.
And now, Kevin and Bean present the Los Angeles Ralph Harmonic Orchestra.
Say harmonica?
I'm afraid so, yes. I don't think that's what you meant. However, Ralph, of course, is on vacation this week, so filling in for the Ralph Harmonic Orchestra, our friend Dave, the King of Mexico, and our own Psycho Mike. Hey, boys.
Nonsense!
Nay, sir!
What?
I am the maestro, Cortland Chillingworth.
And I am Sir Melvin Van de Kamp.
I'm sorry. Can I hear King of Mexico again?
I am Sir Melvin Van de Kamp, not the King of Mexico.
Did somebody order Mexican?
So you guys are going to be filling in for the Ralph Harmonic Orchestra, where you're going to help us give away the Chris Cornell passes?
Yes, correct.
Hey, why does your British accent sound like Dracula?
That's what I was thinking.
He's close.
It's already Halloween.
All right, for those of you who have heard the game, you know how to play it. But for those of you that haven't, the Ralph Harmonic Orchestra, or in this case, the Maestro Cortland Chillingworth and Sir Melvin Van de Kamp Orchestra, will be singing the instrumental parts, not the singing parts, not the lyrics, the music part that kicks off the song. So you have to recognize what the song is. It's by one of those three bands Chris Cornell sings in. It's some of their biggest stuff, and you just have to recognize what song they're doing. And then we're going to do a drawing. Lisa, can you keep track?
Sure.
All right.
Let's start with Aaron in Anaheim, then, who is a Chris Cornell fan, looking for the opportunity to come down and be in studio with us tomorrow and Chris Cornell as he performs live. Aaron, I don't know how this is going to go. We have not heard the boys, but you are ready to listen and try to identify the song?
Absolutely. I'm lucky number one.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Are you prepared, Aaron? Here we go. 2, 3, 4.
Bum, 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 bum.
Are we playing this?
Yeah, why not?
Black Hole Sun.
Go, Lindsay.
Dark.
Lindsay, go, Lindsay. Hand up and a hand on the
everything.
Screen.
Oh, sorry.
Not cool. Not cool.
No, yeah. Go ahead.
That was my
bum,
guess.
Bum, bum, bum.
Okay.
I gotta tell you, I'm looking at the answer and I don't recognize that.
That was dead on.
All right, Aaron.
Okay.
Hang on one second, Aaron. What, King?
That was dead on.
Okay, Aaron.
And Mr. Melvin Bandicamp.
What is the title of the song, please?
I am hoping that was Black Hole Sun.
Yes! This is what they were doing.
I could sort of, kind of, if you really give them the benefit of the doubt, believe that that's the song they were trying to do, yes.
Well, I think if Aaron identified that, he's definitely in the running. So Lisa, okay, put his name down. Let's go to Maria in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Maria.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Little early for that.
Are you ready for the maestro, Cortland Chillingsworth and Sir Melvin Vandekamp?
I'm ready.
And here's your song. Good luck.
2, 3, 4. Wow, wow,
wow, wow. Like a stone. Like a stone. Like a stone.
All right, I think we've heard enough.
Think of the children. Please stop. Okay, yes, Maria, what do you got for us?
Like a stone.
Like a stone. Yes. Wow. Now, that was a good one. That I could recognize. There it is. For those of you that could not tell what they were doing, they were trying to do this. Congratulations, Maria. You're in the drawing. Let's go to Phil in Laverne. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Phil.
You ready for your song?
Yes.
Ralph's on vacation, so we have Maestro Cortland Chillingsworth and Sir Melvin Vandekamp. Gentlemen.
Here we go. 2, 3, 4. Ba-da-da-da-da. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Lindsay.
Coaches?
Phil?
It's like a pack of dogs fighting with each other is what it sounds like.
You guys are magic on the mic. Phil, what's that song?
That was horrible.
It was horrible. We can agree on that.
It was horrible.
Perfect.
But you should recognize it.
2 for 2.
2 for 2. Why do you trill 2? All right, Phil, go ahead. What's the song?
Oh, my God.
Come on,
dude.
Phil.
That's kind of an easy one.
Chris Cornell fans out there right now are banging their radios.
I should be so embarrassed.
You're the perfect rendition, Phil.
He must be a 909er.
I'm standing here. Oh, man.
Gotta have a title of a song.
I can't even
think of it.
He doesn't know.
Yeah. Come on.
Spoon Man.
Come on.
Spoon Man. One of the best ever.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, that song rules. All right, 1-800-520-1067. So far, Aaron and Maria are in the drawing. Who gets to meet Chris Cornell, be in the studio as he performs tomorrow? Will it be Jose from L.A.? Jose, you ready to hear your song from the Harmonic Orchestra?
Yep.
All right.
Let's do this.
There you go.
2, 3, 4.
Boom. Boom.
Wow, 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 wow.
Christopher.
Is it?
Turd Ferguson.
Gonna save yourself. Take it out.
Nice.
Very well done.
Again, awful, but recognizable. Jose?
Hey, Jose.
Go Chiefs.
Yes!
Beautiful. I think that's about all the time we have.
Nicely done, Lindsay.
No, how could I possibly not recognize Stone Man of all
of all the ones to miss? Yeah.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Well, it was a very, very early version of Orquesta de la Rosa, and so they were still. They get a lot better with that game over time, but this is the first one I think they did. Yeah,
this was pretty amazing. I loved it.
Yeah, I liked it. And that's it for flashbacks with no introduction.
Edward.
Okay, I think I'm ready. Here we go.
Press the button, my friend. Send me back into time.
Edwin!
No, Edwin.
Oh,
right.
I'm sorry. 1, 2, 3.
It's a new day. It began to be.
Our feature presentation.
Meet the club.
It's 2013.
I'm
really happy that Bean is not around again this time.
Welcome, everybody. I'm doing the week that was March 11 to 15, 2013. Let's start off with that. You may recognize the voice as Allison Brie. Bean was off this week. I think he skipped it to miss daylight saving time. I think he was tired of fighting with everybody. So they had Allison Brie on again, just to bug him, I think.
It's time for Allison Brie on the program. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You know what, you guys? I'm really happy that Bean is not around again this time. I wanted to just thank you guys.
Yep.
For making sure that he wasn't there, because you know how he makes me really uncomfortable.
Bean does stalk you.
He does.
That happens. And last time he was on vacation, we had you on, and we called him and hung up on him.
It's true. I like to only be on when he's not around.
And this time, about, I don't know, 5 or 6 days ago, we got a mean email from him. It was going, oh, I guess Allison Brie can only be on when I'm on vacation. Very angry.
Uh-oh.
Very angry. So I think this
he's on to us.
I think this is the way to do it anyway.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Remember, you guys threatened to do that when Lisa May came on. You're going to make me go out and pick up food or kick me off the podcast or something.
Yep.
Good thing you did it.
Yeah, that was definitely what we were planning to do when we surprised you with Lisa May. Also, was that an O, like a King of Mexico O?
It could be, if you wanted to. Oh, I don't know. Is Allison Brie? Let's move on. This is this turned out to be a drop that they used for a long time, and this is kind of how it started.
Ed Asner, star of television for many, many years, is recovering in the hospital after he was taken ill during his one-man play, FDR. He's performing in Gary, Indiana. The crew stopped the show, and they noticed he was struggling with his lines. He was taken to the hospital and apparently was very ill. But his son says he's resting now, doing well, and he's very grumpy, which is always a good thing.
Oh, okay.
Ed,
so that's a good sign.
Just seems like a dick.
He does.
He's always grumpy. They say it was not a stroke. That much we do know, so that's good news for Ed Asner fans.
Imagine if they stopped this show every time I struggle with lines.
We think you have a stroke every 40 seconds or so. I got a response yesterday I was talking about, but if you've never heard the Ed Asner solar energy commercial, you got to listen to it. He's the biggest dick. I can't imagine how they sell anything with that guy as a spokesperson. Yeah, Varango Solar, they're the best. Okay, but what's the catch, Ed? Catch! There's no catch. Jeez, all right. Man, take the solar panel seriously.
Take it easy, old man.
Jeez.
Yeah, if you go on the archive, they have that whole commercial there. So I got the best part that we all remember the most.
Come on, Ed, there's got to be a catch.
There's no catch.
It was pretty bad. He was pretty grumpy about his solar panels, right? I think I heard that, because you could hear that on other radio stations at the time. And I think what they would do is send the celebrities' clips in, and then whoever your personality was, he would record his part, and they'd put it together. For a while, that was a thing, and I think that was one where he was grumpy to whoever was going to be cut into the commercial. And then, of course, I guess, what did you think about me bringing that clip back?
Thanks, Ed.
You're welcome. Let's move on. This was a classic. They were doing the internet roundup, and Kevin got a little confused.
We've brought to you before the epic rap battles of history. This is season 2, and this is where, figures from history rap against each other. This particular one is Nikola Tesla, who, of course, came up with the Tesla automobile, and Thomas Edison. I think Thomas Edison begins.
I'm on the record, I invented, you got to, there I said it. I'll bet you $50,000 that you'll never forget it. Without me, here's a taste of what this battle would be. No lights, no camera, no sound. See?
You fool, you think that you can touch me with this? You couldn't handle my gifts with your greedy little mind. What's inside mine was ahead of its own time. You did not steal from me, you stole me from mankind.
It's really weird to think that there's somebody somewhere writing a rap for the guy that invented the Tesla car. It's a little strange.
Okay. Do we notice what the problem is with that?
Yes.
Well, the K-Rock listeners also notice, and they bombarded Ralph with their emails.
Ralph, what's going on in the showbiz beat?
Before we get to showbiz news.
What's going on in the showbiz news,
the
Ralph?
The listeners have demanded it, and we have responded that
right,
we've got a brand spanking new moment with Kevin that is pretty remarkable. We're doing a segment called the Internet Roundup, and there was one of those famous historical rap battles, the ongoing hilarious series of rap battles between famous historic figures. And this one was between Nikola Tesla and Thomas Edison. And our man, Kevin, introduced it thusly.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
You know, figures from history rap against each other. This particular one is Nikola Tesla, who of course came up with the Tesla automobile, and Thomas Edison. It's really weird to think that there's somebody somewhere writing a rap for the guy that invented the Tesla car. So I only said
that
it twice.
I'm right there with him.
Thank you, Lisa.
You really think Nikola Tesla is the guy who invented the Tesla automobile?
Is that what I thought? Yes.
That's what you thought.
I got a little bit of response telling me otherwise.
Did you really?
An avalanche, yes.
And Nikola Tesla, for those who don't know, I guess Kevin and Lisa are two of the three. He was a legendary genius inventor in the late 1800s, early 1900s, who worked alongside with Thomas Edison in developing the AC motor and radio-controlled vehicles. The AC power supply he developed with Westinghouse, the electric motor. He was known for being an electrical and magnetic genius when it came to inventing different...
We all have our strengths, Ralph. Mine's not history.
I'm just saying, the Tesla automobile, named after the famous inventor Nikola Tesla, but it turns out, having died in the early 1940s, he really wasn't around to build the Tesla car.
Maybe I just misspoke.
Or maybe you said it twice. Maybe you confirmed it. Listener Kevin from Marina Del Rey says, since Kevin thinks Nikola Tesla invented the Tesla car, please let him know that Harrison Ford also invented all the Ford cars. So, there you go, people. You've demanded it, and we've responded.
I did think that, actually.
Yes, you did.
Back to you, Ralph.
Poor Kevin. He took grief for that for years. Let's move on. Who's ready for new music from Gilligan Air?
What?
Yes, this is the first time they played this song that they used for years afterwards.
But all of those pair in comparison to his newest song, Gillian Ayers Happy Birthday. B-U-R-S-D-A-Y.
Birthday.
Yeah, and he explains on there in semi-English that all of his friends are trying to make him, he should really appreciate and make a big deal out of his birthday. So he's decided to do that.
Birthday, it's my candle blowing birthday.
It's my candle blowing birthday.
Okay.
Birthday.
It was so strong the first time, it's gonna repeat.
It's my candle blowing birthday.
Buying this, by the way. I don't think it's real.
No.
I don't think it's... I think it's somebody trying to be funny by doing this. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
I'm watching it right now.
It's impossible to tell if it's real or not. Yeah. With most videos online, you don't know. If I was a betting man, which I am... You know.
You mean if he truly thinks this is good?
Yes.
You don't think that he really thinks that?
I doubt it. And I've been around...
I don't know how he could.
I've been around a lot of people that... Armenian comedian. Really do believe that they have the talent. So they exist, but I'm not sure this guy's one of them. He may be.
I'm the best. I'm glistening. Y'all bought me snacks. My rifle's glistening. They putting cash on my clothes with a safety pin. They putting dollars on my shirt with a safety pin. First day.
Tour de force, right?
You know, the other one was kind of fun. This is just bad.
It is just bad, yeah. But the video is so sweet. It really needs the video, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's my candle blowing birthday.
Hopefully we'll get to the part soon where he starts saying it. If you don't sing, you can't have any cake.
If you don't sing, you don't get no birthday cake. If you don't sing, you don't get no birthday cake. If you can't swag, you can't have no birthday cake. If you can't swag, you can't have no birthday cake.
You can't dance to that much.
Are you rocking out?
You can't dance to that music. You got a good groove.
If you don't
don't say you don't get no birthday cake. If you don't say you don't get no birthday cake.
Anyway,
if you can't swag, you can't have no birthday cake.
You can't swag, you can't have no birthday cake.
All right, well, then I better swag.
Check out the videos at krock.com, kevinandbeat.com. Either one. Have we heard enough of happy birthday?
Yes, I believe we have.
See, I'm glad Kevin brought that up because I've always wondered, is that an act? Is Gillionaire just a persona and he's, you know, making bad rap on purpose? What do you guys think?
It's no Chocolate Rain.
I didn't realize that was Gillionaire. I'm so excited by this.
I knew you would like this. Wait, but I think, isn't his other name GMC Fauxshow? He's the same guy, right? Yeah. So he does have range, though. So they've used that for birthdays ever since. Okay, here. Now I got a game too. I wish CRISPR was here because this would be good. But anyway, they were giving away tickets to April Foolishness. And boy, Omar came up with a killer intro.
We're going to give away some tickets right now with Looney Tunes.
It's time to play the Looney Tunes game. It's time to play the Looney Tunes game. Where we play you a theme from TV. And it's a funny comedy. Can you guess the TV theme we'll play for you now? It's time for Looney Tunes.
Abadi, abadi, abadi. That's oh, yeah, folks.
TV theme songs. The theme songs for your favorite TV shows are often as connected to them as the stars themselves. And not enough TV theme songs anymore. Used to be...
They don't do them.
There used to be just the heyday of TV theme songs. Like back in the 70s and 80s, you knew the theme songs better than you knew the shows. But now with advertising time being so expensive, they just try to truncate that stuff. And if you get a theme now out of a TV show, you're lucky.
Yeah.
But these are some of your favorite TV comedies, and since April Foolishness is an evening all about comedy, we thought it would be fun to play for you the theme songs of some of your favorite TV shows. If you can identify the TV show the theme song comes from, you get in the drawing for tickets for April Foolishness. Let's start with Jose.
Okay, so they're going to play the theme song. Jan, I want you to do this first one, okay? They're going to play the theme song, and you guess.
Hey, hi, Jose.
Hey, Callie, how's it going?
Good. Hi, Jose.
The rest of you.
The rest of us.
Jose, I'm going to play you a TV theme song. Tell me what TV show this is from.
Go.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, that was pretty easy. Let's see how the contestant answered.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, that was right.
Good job.
We started easy, right? That's an easy one.
Yep.
You sure heard Kevin singing the Seinfeld theme song yesterday.
It was great. Spot on, right?
I love that song. We're like, what are you doing?
They didn't even recognize it.
Next one up. Lindsay, you're up.
All right, let's go to Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, here's your TV theme song. Tell us what TV show this is from.
He's a Family Guy.
Well done. Let's see how the contestant did.
Hello?
Family Guy?
Family Guy's right.
Family Guy, well done, Lindsay.
Thanks.
Turn your radio down. God damn it. Give it up for Lindsay. No.
Yes, I'd love that. We've got two Lindsays. Lindsays are so smart. I've always said that. This was the last one they did, and I thought it was kind of a ripoff because it's pretty hard. This is a song or a theme song we all know, but see if you can guess it from what they played, which is very strange.
One more, David.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Have you known the song so far, sir?
Yes, I wanted the last few.
All right, well, here's yours. See if you can pick it up, all right?
Any guesses? I know. They ripped that guy off.
Robot Chicken?
Robot Chicken. It could be. Let's see what it actually was.
David?
Oh, my God.
It's the instrumental version. I'll give you just a hint.
They've all been instrumental versions. If there were lyrics, we took them out. So not to give you any hints.
Oh, man. I don't watch daytime TV. That's got to be daytime TV.
This is nighttime TV.
You're going to kick yourself, dude. That's South Park.
South Park.
South Park.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry. It's a little different without them screaming lyrics at you. Sorry, David.
Yeah, that was a really weird version of South Park. Could they have beeped when they said South Park out, done anything else but what they gave them? Remember they used to play weird instrumental versions of heavy metal songs? That's what it was like. It was like elevated music version of South Park.
They would do the, bluegrass music versions of songs. They would do baby songs. They would do instrumental as well. So I know those are fun games.
Okay, I'm going to play one more because I just thought the contestant was funny.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Shane. We're going to play you a TV theme song. You just have to identify the show, okay?
Let's do it.
Frasier.
All right, what TV show is that?
Frasier?
Oh, how do you not know my show? Oh.
Yes, everybody loves Raymond.
Everybody loves
Raymond,
yeah.
They don't sound like that.
Yeah, they found very weird versions of TV themes just to trick people, I think.
Well, I mean, you would have to have watched those shows. I didn't watch Raymond or... I didn't really watch South Park that much. You know what I mean? So if you're not listening to it all the time, it wouldn't make sense. And so,
but even if you watched South Park, you wouldn't get the version they did.
Right.
I'd love the ending outro for that Looney Tunes game. So I'm going to play that to play us off into the night.
All right. Who we got in the drawing?
We have Jose and Lindsay and Tim and Javier.
James.
Sorry, I'm having trouble reading.
Kevin's having a stroke.
A lot of problems with a lot of things.
If you're a medical professional, please come down to the studio.
Lisa, who's our winner?
Winner is Lindsay.
Lindsay! Congratulations, Lindsay.
Thank you. Awesome.
See you in April Foolishness. Bill Burr is next.
Abity, abity, abity. And that's... Oh, yeah, folks.
Now, of course, if Omar's going to do That's All, folks, to cleanse our palate, we got to play the real one. Oh, sorry. I got so many cartoon clips. That's not the right one. Let's try this one.
And that's the end.
Shoot. Okay, one more.
That's all, folks.
There you go. And that's all, folks, for me, too. Back to you,
you should
Steve.
End every show with that.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
Right?
All right, play yourself off with some cartoons.
I think I used them up.
Oh. There's no Josie and the Pussycats in there?
Oh, I didn't bring that up. Josie. I was just doing Warner Brothers today.
Okay.
Just use the same clips after you say goodbye.
Abity, 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 and that's... Oh, yeah, folks.
Omar's not bad. He can make a good Porky Pig, I think.
That works.
Okay, who's taking us out? Me? Okay. Thanks for joining us on Quitters Never Give Up. We'll tell you what happened in the past. We'll keep up with the new stuff. We'll try to be funny. And we will see you next time. Au revoir.
Bye, everybody.
Now you play the clips.
They couldn't care less about that tea-sipping poodle pack you run with.
Okay, that's a tea clip I got for Beat. Sorry.
Abity, 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 and that's... Oh, yeah, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
You wash your hands after you poop, I think, is the moral of the story.
Or use toilet paper.
And cook your bacon. There's
some sort of barrier between the hand and the anus.
Who's eating soft bacon, by
Who
the way?
Who eats uncooked bacon? Cook with your, shit fingers.
Cook your bacon.
Who does this?
Cook your bacon and wash your hands.
Simple.
Take it away, Tim. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, 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 oh,
whoa.
Oh, man. Oh, man. But tell you what, you're not going to believe what his wife does.
I'm dead.
No!
All right, see you next time, my brother.
This has been a Quitters Never Give Up presentation.
These nuts!